The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, and go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established. On the testimony of two or three witnesses, if he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends in Jesus Christ, the couple was quarreling constantly for the simple reason. Once after a heated argument with his wife, the man shouted, "Why can't we live peacefully like our dogs who never fight?" Then wife said, "Yes, they never fight, but bind them together as we are bound and see what happens." Yes, my dear friends, today the liturgical reading teaches that we are the children of God bound together in love. We are responsible for the good of each other. The commandments of God are meant not only help us to live a harmonious life, but also help and support one another in the bond of love. This is why the commandment of God can be summarized into just one, that is, love of God and love of neighbor. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law, says St. Paul in the second reading. Mutual love, help and support also should include mutually brotherly correction. If a member of our community does wrong, the entire community is responsible, because each one of us is a watchman of the house of God. On the contrary, if a member of our community does good and grow in holiness, the entire community to have credit. Yes, my dear friends, that is why in the antiphon it says, "You are just and your judgment are right. Treat your servants according to your merciful love." Yes, my dear friends, God reminds Ezekiel in the first reading that he is the watchman for the people of Israel. Usually, watchman is placed at the entrance of the city gate. He is responsible for warning the citizens of any potential danger from enemies. In the same way, Ezekiel is to be a watchman for the people of Israel, to warn God's impending judgment. He has to warn the people to respect and change their lives. He wants people to turn away from their sins and follow the path of righteousness. Yes, my dear friends, this appeal is directed both individual and collective consciousness of the people. God sent his warning through the prophets at every age. The call to respond and follow the path of righteousness is relevant in our own time and in our own life. In the second reading, St. Paul speaks of our Christian duty. The duty is to love. The only debt we owe to one another is the debt of love. We should be free from everything else but love, because God loves us first and we should love one another. According to Paul, our love for one another fulfills and completes the rest of the law. Yes, my dear friends, mutual support and fraternal correction and encouragement is the proof of our love for our neighbor. Jesus explains in today's gospel how we can put this love into practice in our Christian community. In Matthew 18 chapter verses 10 to 14, Jesus gives us the good example of a shepherd who leaves his 99 sheep in the wilderness and go and search up the lost one. Jesus demonstrates how the Father in heaven does not want to lose any of his children. It is in the context that Jesus gives three types of restoring brothers and sisters who goes astray from him. The process Jesus explains is a part of God's design for restoration and not judgment and condemnation. As the first step today, Jesus suggests that the possibility of resolving the conflict mutually between the two members involved. But in the case they fail, Jesus chalks out the process of correction and reconciliation. First, with the help of one or two witnesses, then with the help of the church. In all these steps, the goal is to regain the offender and never lose him. It is to help the sinner realize his sinful ways and return to the right path. The offender has all the chances to correct himself and remedy the situation. Only in the final stage is his community involved, resolving and reconciling the offender. However, if the person continues in the same error, he makes himself an outsider to the community of believers. Yes, my dear friends, the story speaks to us God's abundant mercy in many opportunities to return to God and to walk in the path of holiness and truth. He makes our own brothers and sisters as his own instrument, making us aware of his mistakes and calling us back. Yes, he gives the church the authority to loose and bind. So let us examine, do I listen? In now, there is a fourth step, and this is very truly radical. Says, if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as the pagans and tax collector. This is the last solution in the art of fraternal correction. What Jesus exhorts us is not to exclude the person from the community. It is the very simple solution. To understand this teaching, all that we need to remember how Jesus treated the pagans, the tax collector, and sinners. Did he exclude them or reject them? No, never. On the contrary, he loved them with all his heart. Yes, my dear friends, he welcomes us, listened to them, and treated them with generosity, respect, and compassion. So, the basic goal for fraternal correction is to help the wrongdoer from these difficulties and not to cause more wounds to an already broken soul. Let us ask Jesus to help us to be more sympathetic with the weakness of others. So, my dear friends, let us learn to practice the art of fraternal correction by growing in our love and our neighbor. Amen.